Former President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is now a target in a criminal investigation involving the 2020 election. Reports today said prosecutors in Georgia notified his lawyers. They have convened a special grand jury on attempts to overturn the state's official election results. Also today, a federal judge ordered South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham to appear before that grand jury. Graham said that he will appeal. The U.S. Justice Department says that it will oppose releasing an affidavit used to justify a search of former President Trump's home in Florida. News outlets wanted the document released, but federal prosecutors said today that it would compromise their investigation. The search focused on classified records taken from the White House. The Taliban marked 1 year today since they seized Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, and took power in that country. Fighters and supporters paraded in the streets and celebrated what they call great achievements under their rule.
We are feeling very happy. We always had a vision of free and prosperous Afghanistan, and that is what we fought for over the past 20 years. Today, and as we see the result of the struggle, is like a dream come true.
The Taliban's rule has also seen mass poverty and hunger and severe restrictions on girls and women. We'll return to this after the news summary. China's military launched new drills around Taiwan today after another U.S. congressional delegation visited the island. The five-member group met with Taiwan's president, led by Democratic Senator Ed Markey. They left later in the day, and Beijing condemned the trip. An earlier visit by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sparked days of Chinese war games. In Kenya, Deputy President William Ruto has been declared the winner of last Tuesday's presidential election. The Electoral Commission's chairman says Ruto got just over half of the vote. Other commissioners questioned the results. Meanwhile, supporters of Ruto's opponent, Raila Odinga, protested. Police fired tear gas as crowds burned tires in the streets. Iran is denying any role in the stabbing of writer Salman Rushdie last week. The Islamic Republic had called for his death in 1989 over his novel, The Satanic Verses. Today, a foreign ministry spokesman suggested that the author has only himself to blame for Friday's attack.
Salman Rushdie exposed himself to popular anger and fury through insulting the sacred of Islam and trespassing red lines of over 1.5 billion Muslims. We don't see any other parties who should be blamed or condemned, except for Rushdie himself and his supporters.
The U.S. State Department called Iran's claim despicable. Rushdie remains hospitalized in western New York State. A court in Myanmar convicted ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi of new corruption charges today. That tacked on 6 more years to her earlier prison sentence of 11 years. Suu Kyi has been detained since the military overthrew her elected government in February of last year. There is word that American basketball star Brittany Griner has appealed her 9-year prison sentence in Russia. It comes amid talks that could lead to a prisoner swap. Griner was arrested last February for having vape canisters of cannabis oil in her luggage. India today marked 75 years of independence from British rule, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi vowed to transform his nation into a developed country in the next 25 years. Modi made that pledge during celebrations in New Delhi. He said he will work to rescue millions from poverty.
We have to make India a developed nation in our lifetime. The youngsters of my country, when India celebrates 100 years of independence, you will be aged 50 to 55 years, which means the golden period of your life, the 20 to 25 years of your life, is the time to make the dreams of India come true.
Modi's opponents say that his Hindu nationalist party has undermined dramatic democratic freedoms since he took power in 2014. Back in this country, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has tested positive for COVID-19 for a second time this year. He says he has mild symptoms and is quarantining at home. Austin is 69 and has been fully vaccinated and boosted. On Wall Street, stocks nudged higher again to start the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 151 points to close at 33,912. The Nasdaq rose nearly 81 points. The S&P 500 added 17. And actress Anne Heche has died in Los Angeles. She'd been critically injured in a car crash and was taken off life support last night. Heche starred in Donnie Brasco and other hit movies in the late 90s. During that same period, she and Ellen DeGeneres became one of Hollywood's first openly gay couples. Anne Heche was 53 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, Tamara Keith and Amy Walter discuss the latest political news, why the CDC is loosening some of its COVID guidelines. As he recovers from a violent attack, we examine author Salman Rushdie's lifelong fight for free speech, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.